Ghost to Ghost AM with Art Gills. From west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-DENTIST. That's 1-800-DENTIST. From east of the Rockies, dial 1-800-FLOWERS. The wild card line, dial 1-800-COLLECT. And for first-time callers, 1-800-CALL-AT&T. If you're calling from my house, get off the phone and get off my wife. And now, here's Ghost to Ghost AM. Good afternoon.
And thank you, Ross Mitchell, and thank you all, and good evening. We are going to be talking with General Johnson Jameson. As you know, General Jameson has been in direct contact with those individuals who are most familiar with the passing of Lee Walston, and we will be with him in just a moment. But first, this word from Peanut Enterprises. Friends, have some fun with your friends this coming year with the new one that all of your neighbors will love, Peanut Enterprises Mark of the Beast Tattoo Kit. All you do is just scan 666 on your forehead, and then when your friends come to the door, they'll woo, and they're all running away and be scared. Yes, also come to the apocalypse, you'll be the first on your block to be able to rule the world. It's the new Mark of the Beast Home Tattoo Kit. You, bringing the new prizes. Woo! And General Jameson is on the line with us. General, this has been a terribly traumatic few hours, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Art. Yes, it has.
What do we know at this point? What are we sure of?
Well, Art, at approximately 3:33 p.m. yesterday afternoon Pacific Standard Time, it is my information that the Martian High Command called Ray Walston home after almost 40 years of trying to kill us. The Martian people says no harm.
That is incredible. You are sure it's the Martian High Command?
Yes, I did. I intercepted radio transmissions and...
Now, I want all of our listeners at home to hold on to themselves, because you do have, I believe, General Jameson, the actual radio communications between Mars and Ray Walston. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I do.
Can we hear those now?
Time to come home.
2:15. Uncle Martin, I'm sorry, Tim.
Wow. Wow.
That is. So you can hear that.
Now, you're sure that isn't your friend Bob screwing around again with a ham radio next door?
Oh, I found out this time it wasn't him. No, that was them calling him home. Now, as you know, Art...
So what have you been doing up to this point?
What I've been trying to do is contact NASA and let them know that Ray Walston was a real Martian, and B, was trying to show us that Martians had us no harm. Here is a letter that I wrote to NASA. All the answers are there for us. My favorite Martian TV show features a mid-40ish man who's in fact a Martian. How long are you going to ignore the evidence? The antenna that comes up from his head, the way he wiggles his finger and goes, and things,
I saw him do that. His nephew was tied up once, and he wiggled a finger.
He wiggled his finger. In fact, he wiggled his finger, and Mrs. Brown had an orgasm. But you know, he has a big head and slim hips. All of the signs are there.
Yes, I see. Now, you cannot deny that Ray Walston actually did have a very large head. Was he gay?
I think he was gay. I think he was a Martian and gay, yeah.
Because there's no way a straight man looked like that or acted like that.
I agree with you.
Unbelievable. What we are learning, and you are hearing it here first, is that Ray Walston, who most people think died, was actually called home by the Martian High Command. How do we know for a fact that he was a Martian?
Well, that's a good question. The thing that I keep going back to is that he could raise the antenna and then become invisible. See, no human I know can do that. Other than I've seen you do that occasionally, Art, but that's, you know...
Well, that's a funny night when we're having a...
When we're having a few drinks. But other than that, no one else.
I've never seen a human do that.
No. So when the antenna go up, and they're actually not really antenna coming out of his head, there's a prop man standing behind him, and then pushing something up, and they go out. And the,
yeah, that's how they did it on the TV show.
Right. And then the guy is, he's invisible. So, oh, God, I feel so bad. I just feel so lost. I guess that's the thing. I'm lost without Ray Walston. Mr. Hand and Fast Times, Richmond High, Picket Fences, semi-faggy cowboy blade and King Yankees. I just, Jesus, I don't know.
We are going to keep an eye on developments. And as you have, General Jameson, I will continually bombard NASA and the CIA with phone calls until they are prepared to realize we're not giving up. We know the truth. The American people know the truth. And they had better damn well, and pardon my language, damn well understand that.
So I'm on the same page. We're going to call NASA every day and say that Lee Wilson has been called home by the Martian High Command. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. It's your radio show.
Thank you, General Jameson, and thank you again for being ever vigilant as we continue to try to unlock these mysteries.
Yeah, sure.
And now you know why I retired. Talking to nutballs like that, night in and night out. I'm Art Bell. We'll be right back. This is...
The Real Live.
And this is The Phil Henry Show.